We are holding the first parak of Maseches Brachos. We are up to Mishnah Hey, the final Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Brachos, and this Mishnah is going to discuss again, continuing our discussion of Kriya Shema, but specifically this Mishnah is going to discuss the third parsha of Kriya Shema and whether one is obligated to recite the third parsha of Kriya Shema at nighttime as well. So says the Mishnah, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. We do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is included in the third parsha of Kriya Shema at night time, because that's part of the mitzvah. Even though it deals mostly, the third parsha of Kriya Shema is mostly about tzitzis, and tzitzis laila is lavzman tzitzis. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah that applies to the night, but nevertheless, since it also incorporates Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we have to do zuchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every night, and we do that through reciting the third parsha of Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah now has a discussion between two Tanaim about this very issue, and this might sound very familiar to us. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei I was like a 70-year-old person, meaning, as the Gemara explains, he was really much younger. He was only 18 years old when he was appointed to be the Nasi, but nevertheless, his wife told him he shouldn't take the job because he looks so young and no one's going to give him the proper respect. And then a miracle happened and he grew rows of white hair in his beard and he was made to look much older than he actually was. So he says, I'm like a 70-year-old man. I'm like a 70-year-old person in the way that I look. Not that he's actually 70 years old, but I was already appointed as the Nasi of the Beis Din of the Sanhedrin. God of Lo Zechisi Shitam Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. But even though I commanded such respect, I couldn't convince the other Rabbanim that my opinion was correct, that you should say that you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night as well. Even though he was such a respected Talmud Chacham, he couldn't get the other people, the other Chachamim, to agree to him that you should say the third parsha of Kriya Shema at night as well. He didn't have a pasuk at first. He was just saying it based on logic that the way Yitzias Mitzrayim happened is that the first stage was at night on the 15th of Nisan when Paro gave us permission to leave Mitzrayim. Second stage was during the day when we actually left Mitzrayim. So he thought it made sense that we should recognize and recall both stages of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it was a svara, but that svara wasn't so compelling that people were convinced by it. Ad shedrasha ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma found the pasuk, and Ben Zoma darshan from the pasuk shenemar, because the pasuk says leman tizkor es yom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. So why does it say kol yemei chayecha? Kol is obviously a ribui. Yemei chayecha hayamim. Yemei chayecha refers to the daytime, and kol yemei chayecha leilos. The extra word kol must refer to the night times as well. So you have a ribui in a pasuk that tells me that you're supposed to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim but leilos as well. Of course, the mitzvah of zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is different than the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is on the night of the Seder. They say b'shem Reb Chaim that there are three or four or five differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is done b'darach she'ela u'tshuva, whereas Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not in a question-and-answer format. It's just saying, it's just mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is called amarba reza meshubach. You're supposed to go on and on and elaborate as much as you possibly can when it comes to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no kol hamarbe hareza meshubach. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is l'saper la'acherim, is to tell it to other people. Of Igad de Levincha, to specifically have parents tell their children. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is beinol veinatzmo. Even in its ideal sense, it's beinol veinatzmo. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is also beinol veinatzmo if you have no one to tell it to. But that's a very significant bidyaved. So when it comes to Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's even the lechatchila that it's done beinol veinatzmo. So this Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which of course begs the question that the commentaries on the Haggadah all ask, what's it doing in the Haggadah? The mitzvah of the night of the Seder is not Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's a mitzvah every night of the whole year. The mitzvah of the night of the Seder is a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, but anyway, that's a broader question, not really for now. So the drush of Ben Zoma to convince us of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is that since it has the extra word kol comes to teach me that the nights are also included. The Chum say differently. They say Yemei Chayecha Holam Hazeh. Yemei Chayecha teaches us in this world, and Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavin Limos HaMashiach. Kol Yemei Chayecha tells me that we're still going to be mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Yemos HaMashiach, meaning even after Mashiach comes and we experience the Geula Shleima, we're still going to be talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Ziyantov points out that the Gemara records an extension of this discussion, that Ben Zoma helped him win the argument that you should should say it at night, but the Gemara quotes a brisa that Ben Zoma Dafka rejected the Chacham's approach that it should be Limos HaMashiach based on a pasuk in the Navi Yirmiyahu. In the Navi Yirmiyahu that refers to Hine Yamim Bayim, that we're going to have days that are going to be where we're going to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who brought us the Gula Shleima, and it sounds like we're not going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim at all. So therefore, when it says Kol Yemei Chayacha must be about Leilos, not about Yimos HaMashiach. Whereas the Chachamim respond that no, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is not telling me that we're not going to be Maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim at all Leimos HaMashiach. It just means it's not going to be the primary focus. Our primary focus is going to be on the Gula Shleima, on the Gula Hasida, whereas the secondary focus is going to be Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it's still going to be a point of focus. And with that, we've completed the first parak of Shas, and now we have only 524 more prakim to go. So let's begin the second parak of Maseches Brachos. And this continues the halachos of Kriya Shema. So, Yekari B'Torah V'Giyaz Mana Mikra. If a person was reading from the Torah, and it happens to be he's up to the Pesukim of Shema, and it's time for Kriya Shema. So, can it be Yotze just by learning from the Torah? So, Im Kivin Libo Yotze. If he has Kavana to be Yotze, he's Yotze. V'im Lav Lo Yotze. But if he doesn't have Kavana to be Yotze, then he's not Yotze. This is a major statement, because the Mishnah is telling us that in order to be Yotze the mitzvah, you need to have Kavana for the mitzvah. It's not enough to just do the mitzvah. To be doing the act of the mitzvah, you have to have specific kavana for the mitzvah. This is the principle known as mitzvah strichas kavana, that you need to have kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Do we in fact paskin mitzvah strichas kavana, or do we paskin mitzvahs ein strichas kavana? So it happens to be in halacha that we assume in Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa like Kriya Shema, mitzvah strichas kavana. And that's why in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Mechaber paskins that mitzvah strichas kavana. Yet when it comes to mitzvah d'rabbanan, like Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh, when we no longer have a Korban Omer, where Sfiras HaOmer is only Drabanan, we paskin mitzvos ein Sfiras Kavanan. That's how some of the Acharonim explain why the Mechaber says that if someone asks you what night of Sfira it is, you're supposed to say last night was such and such, because if you tell them what night tonight is, even though you're not having any intention to fulfill the mitzvah, mitzvos ein Sfiras Kavanan, you'll fulfill the mitzvah anyway. But certainly when it comes to Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvos Sfiras Kavanan. So that's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is what are you allowed to interrupt your Kriya Shema for in the middle? B'prakim shol b'nei kavod. If you're in between the different paragraphs of Shema, so then you're allowed to greet someone out of kavod. Umeshiv, and you can respond to a greeting of someone who greeted you also out of kavod. Ube'emtza, and in the middle of a paragraph of Kriya Shema, shol b'nei yira. You're only allowed to go out of your way to greet somebody if you're afraid he might kill you otherwise. That's what we consider yira. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to kill you. It means that it's the kind of thing where if you couldn't explain yourself, he would kill you. But it's so that's considered a situation of sakana. Even if you know that you could explain your way out of it, and then he won't kill you, that's considered an inherent situation of sakana, and therefore be'emtza you could be shol mipnei ha'yira umeshiv, and certainly you can respond to a greeting mipnei ha'yira. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda amar be'emtza shol mipnei ha'yira, in the middle of a paragraph, you're allowed to greet someone out of Yira, which is the same as Rav Meir said, but here's where he differs. Umeshiv mipnei kavod. When someone greets you first, even if it's only an Indian of kavod, and it's not an Indian of Yira, you're not afraid that he's going to hurt you or harm you or kill you. It's only a matter of kavod. You're allowed to respond to his greeting even in the middle of a paragraph. Beprakim, if you're in between paragraphs, shol mipnei kavod, which is exactly what Rav Meir said, you're allowed to greet someone based on kavod, but here's where he veers from Rav Meir. Umeshiv shalom lekal adam. You could respond to anybody's greeting, even if it's someone that you have no chiyuv to show kavod to. So the point is that both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree as far as you proactively greeting somebody else, that when it comes to in between parshios of Shema, you're only allowed to proactively greet someone out of kavod, and certainly out of yira as well, but not kol adam. And when it comes to the middle of the sections of Kriya Shema, you're only allowed to greet someone out of yira and not of kavod, and certainly not kol adam. That everyone agrees to. The whole machlokes Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda is only about responding. So Rav Meir holds that the dinim of responding are the same as the dinim of proactively actively grieving, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds it goes one level down, that to not respond to someone is a greater slap in the face than to not greet them in the first place. To ignore their greeting is a greater slap in the face, and therefore, when you're allowed to be shoel mipnei hayira, you're even allowed to be meshiv mipnei hakavod. When you're allowed to be shoel mipnei hakavod, you're even allowed to be meshiv l'kol adam. So again, Mishnah Aleph tells us that two principles. Number one, the mitzvah shiks kavana, that if you're in the middle of reading from the Torah, you have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in order to be yotzei. And number two, when exactly you're allowed to disrupt the middle of your Kriya Shema in order to either greet someone or respond to a greeting that somebody else gives you. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.